As we've come to learn over the past couple of decades, contradiction lies at the heart of the American experiment. We hear the words freedom and liberty, but we see a country founded upon the slavery of Africans and the genocide of Native Americans. One of the harshest contradictions can be found in the career of Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence and a slaveholder his entire life. His image is further complicated by the three-decade relationship he had with Sally Hemings, one of his own slaves, and that relationship is at the heart of Thomas and Sally, a controversial new play, now at Marin Theater Company through October 29th. As teachers and professors have discovered, turning history into story isn't as easy as it looks. Playwright Thomas Bradshaw has found a brilliant framing device that allows us, the audience, into the story by keeping a modern context. We're in a dorm room, and two college students, Simone and Karen, are discussing a report Karen is writing on Jefferson. The very blonde Simone mentions she's a descendant of Sally, who was herself only one quarter black, and of Jefferson, and proceeds to tell Karen the family legend about the relationship. Suddenly, the dorm room is invaded by two men in full 18th century garb. They're slaveholders, discussing the disposition of the woman who will become Sally Hemings' mother, and the play is off and running. One or both roommates will be on stage at all times, always looking and occasionally commenting. We're in the dorm room, but we're also in Monticello and later Paris. Thomas Jefferson, beautifully portrayed by Mark Anderson Phillips, is an enigma, racist, egotistical, entitled, but also serious about the rights of mankind. Sally, played by Tara Pacheco, is also enigmatic. She's a free soul, but also a slave. Their acting is matched by Ella Dershowitz and Rosie Hallett as the two roommates, and in several supporting roles by J. Peter Callender, as well as the rest of the cast. Two difficulties arise with the play. The first is that Bradshaw starts it off long before the relationship begins, and Sally herself doesn't appear until Act Two. It's too much, particularly when Act One sets up a rip-roaring night of theater that just can't be sustained. The play, counting intermissions, is over 3 hours long. The second concerns the relationship itself. Sally is 14, a slave, having sex with her master. Today we call that rape, no matter the circumstances. It may be this is implicit in the characterization of Jefferson, or in the childish behavior of Sally when he first broaches the subject of a, quote, relationship. But clearly it's not explicit, particularly in the two scenes in which they share a bed. It's possible judicious editing can solve the problems if this world premiere play gets a second chance, and it should. Thomas and Sally by Thomas Bradshaw, directed by Jason Minadakis, plays at Marin Theater Company through October 29th. For more information, you can go to marintheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.